A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Beis, Psachim 62b, pagination page 124, a fascinating Gemara. We're starting from the middle of the line, about 25 lines from the top, about a third of the way down. Rabbi Simloi Osa Likamei brings us to the end of that line. So Likamei is the end of the line. Rav Simloi Osa Likamei de Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Simloi came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Lein, he said to Rabbi Yechanan, Nisni Limar Sefer Yuchsin. The master should teach me the book of Yuchsin, the book of lineage. So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim, what exactly he wanted to learn. But one approach certainly would run smoothly over here, is that he wanted the full exposition, which would affect lineage of people, and he would know which families were reliably pure in lineage, and which ones weren't, which ones were of concern. Amale, so Rabbi Yechanan asked him, Meheichan at? Where are you from? Amale, he said, Milud, I come from the city of Lud. And he said, Veichan Mosavach, and where do you live now? He said, Benaharda, in Naharda. Amale, so Rabbi Yechanan told him, Ein nidonim lo leludim velon lenahardoim. We don't paskin for Ludim, for people from Lud, or for people from Nahardaa, for Koshikin, and certainly you, that you got a double. Da'at mi Lud u'mosavach b'Nahardaa. You're from Lud and from Nahardaa. We can't teach you. Just a quick observation. You'll notice the star next to the word Nidonim, one line before we're up to now. And in the margin, they say shonim. There's a discussion, hope to get to this in a few moments, whether the word over here should be nidonim, you don't paskin. You could learn all you want, but you can't paskin for people from Lud or people from Na'arda, because it's dangerous, as the Gemara in Kedushin explains. Or is it shonim? You don't teach. You don't even learn it. Now, what I'm alluding to here is that there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says that even though they were aware of different problems in lineage in certain families, but they wanted to release the information to protect people from marrying into a family of improper lineage, and the families who had this improper lineage were Ba'alei Zeruah, they were very powerful. And it became very dangerous to release this information. They didn't want to be maligned. And therefore, a situation developed where some people married in a way that produced a problem in their lineage. And years later, when someone wanted to inform people not to marry over there, it became dangerous to release that information. The Rabbanon, as a basic standard, decided, because of this danger, that they would not teach it publicly, which families to avoid. It became a very private thing. Megalim litzenuim, they only released it to very hidden, trusted people. And beyond that, this information was not released. So when Rabbi Simloi, who's a resident of Naharda and had his origins in Lud, came in front of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan tells him, either a nidonim, we don't paskin for people from Lud or people from Naharda because we could get ourselves into danger. And therefore, why would I teach you this information? If anyway you're not able to use it, you're not able to implement it, what's the point? You'll go back to your city and you won't be able to paskin anyway. In any case, Kafye, Rabbi Simloi forced him, Va'artzi, and Rabbi Yechanan was willing. He pestered him perhaps, And Rabbi Yochanan agreed. Amalei, Rabbi Simlai told him, Nisnayo begimel yarchi, let's set up a study schedule so that we can finish it in 3 months. Shokal kala, Rabbi Yochanan took a clod of earth, posak be, and he threw it at him. What's going on here? So the Ben Yehoyada from the Ben Ishchai says that he was trying to tell him through a motion, through an action, as was their common practice. They acted in certain codes when they wanted to say something. He was trying to tell him, you should have remembered earth. Earth is the symbol of humility. We say at the end of Shmona Esrei, V'nafshi ka'ofor lakol tiyah, I should be humble like earth. Person is from the earth and returns to the earth. It's an act of humility. And what he's trying, a symbol of humility, what he's trying to tell him is, where do you come to ask me to teach you this entire topic in 3 months? And you see that that was the theme of his message, because he continues, Amalei, he told him, Uma Bruria, the famous woman Bruria, Divisa de Rab Meir, the wife of Rab Meir, Barate de Rabbi Chanina ben Tiradion. She was the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Tiradion. She had a lot going for her. Detanya Talas Meir Shemaitza, Biyoma. She was able to learn 300 rulings. Migimel Meir Rabvasa, from 300 Talmidei Chachamim. She was able to absorb all this. Vafilu Hachia, nevertheless, Lo Yatsa Yidei Chavasa, she was not able to fulfill her obligation, her due diligence on this topic. B'telas shenin, even in 3 years of studying it, V'atamrit b'telas ayarchi, and you think you're going to do it in 3 months? So it seems that even though he got Rabbi Yochanan to agree to teach it to him, but because he set the quota as 3 months, Rabbi Yochanan backed off, and he said, I can't teach you. Kishak v'ozel, when he was leaving, Amalei, Rabbi Simloi said to him, Rebbe, ma ben lishmo v'shalo lishmo la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla. What's the difference between shechting the Korban Pesach partly lishma and partly shalo lishma, which was the Mishnah that I believe we did 2 days ago, and then la'ochla v'shalo la'ochla, the Mishnah that I believe we did yesterday? Who's going to eat from it, and you include people who are not supposed to eat from it. Remember, these two Mishnayos on the two Dafim, one was that I had intent for the right reasons, Pesach, and intent for the wrong reasons, Korban Shlamim. And in that case, we said it's not a good Korban. Then in the next Mishnah, we said that if you had in mind for those who are permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach, and for those who are not permitted to eat from the Korban Pesach, for example, for an oral, for an uncircumcised man, so then the Korban is still kosher for the people who are qualified. So he's asking him, why when I include something not good, in the case of Lishma, the Korban is possible, and why I include something unacceptable, in the case of La'ochlav, who's going to eat from it, it is an acceptable karban. Amalei said to him, Hoyl v'tsuba me rabbanan at, since you are a Talmud Chacham, I recognize you as a Talmud Chacham. In other words, that's not the issue here. I recognize you as a Talmud Chacham. Tov e'malach, I'm going to come here and I'll tell you. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo. When you have lishma and shalo lishma for the wrong intent, it's begufo. That's the very essence of the korban. La'ochlav v'shalo la'ochlav. But when you have a case of who's going to eat it, ein pesulo begufo. That's not a problem in the essence of the korban. We're making the korban. We're doing a good korban. It's just after you have the korban, who's going to eat it? And therefore the entire korban wasn't undermined by intending it to be eaten by someone who was unqualified. The question here, of course, is there a connection between his wanting to learn the laws of Yichus And his question, which brought this Gemara to our subject matter, that he starts asking about the case of a Korban Pesach, whether you had intent for a Shlamim or you had intent for the wrong people to eat it. So some of the Mefarshim point out that essentially Rabbi Simloi was still almost harping on the original reaction. And the way he took it was that because you're from Lud and from Nahar Dor, I don't want to teach you. Ain't shonen. We don't want to teach such people. He like took it personally. Rabbi Yochanan's response to his question is, no, I recognize you as a Tzur Bar Meirabanan, which is a very high compliment. You're a legitimate Talmud Chacham. And in response to your question, why was that question posed? Because Rabbi Simloi was trying to hint that there's a big difference between Lishma and Ochlov. Lishma is the very essence of the Karban. L'Ochlov is mere association. And Rabbi Simloi is trying to say, you know this distinction, don't you? He knew the answer to his question. Don't you know this distinction? Just because I'm from Lud, just because I'm from Nahar Dor, that's not a psul beguf. That's not the essence of it. That's not me. I just happen to have been born there. I just happen to live there. That's not me. And Rabbi Yochanan is responding, yes, I know that difference. I know you're a Talmud Chacham. And let's go back and figure out why I didn't want to teach you the subject matter. It was simply because I was afraid you were going to get into trouble if you knew this information. You pressured me. I agreed to teach it to you. The fallout was simply because you said you think you're going to learn it in 3 months. And at that moment, I gave you Musar that this subject matter is too involved, too heavy, too quantity-wise, too much. But 3 months is almost a disrespect to the subject matter. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan said that that is not going to work. You can't do this in 3 months. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.